Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul Talk. I'm Patty Malik, and our guest today is Michaela Cordeo. She is an Ascended Master Messenger, and this is Michaela's she's new to this forum, and we were just talking, and I'm very excited that she's here. Her work is really in depth and needed right now, and I am feeling that it's time, you know, that many need her work, and she has been at this for over 30 years, working with ascended masters, and she's a conscious channel and a messenger. She works with angels and guides, and has been teaching classes and doing this work forever. And I feel that this is her time now to get out here and answer your questions and bring her teachings to all of you. We're going to be talking about embodying your divinity, tools for transformation. She has some divine teachings to assist and help us to clear all that's no longer serving us, to restore and maintain health, vitality, and joy, and move more deeply into oneness with the divine. She has a message from Archangel Michael that we're going to be graced with, and she is going to take your questions as well. We'll get into those a little later. But let me tell you a little bit about where she's been and exactly what her work is. As I said, she's a conscious channel and a messenger for the Ascended Masters, for your angel guides and higher self. She's taught classes internationally on vibrational healing, meeting your angels, channeling, and ascension for over 30 years. She has received a divine empowerment to assist those who are awakening now to connect deeply with their own I Am presence, to fully realize their purpose now as an embodiment of the divine on earth to assist in earth's ascension into the fifth dimension. She invites you to step into your next level of love, wisdom, and empowerment through her specific divinely guided assistance. And she is also the author of 3 books, and we will talk about that in just a bit. But with that, I want to welcome you, Michaela. Welcome to Soul Talk.
Well, Patty, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here and to get a chance to speak with so many people who are in the listening audience. It's great.
Fantastic. You know, you really came highly recommended, and I always ask to be guided to the people that I need to bring to my audience. So I had no hesitation in knowing that you needed to be here and you have a message for all of us. So I know you wanted to start with one of your tools for transformation, which is setting an intention, and you wanted to kind of start off there. So I'm going to let you set the intention.
All right, great. Well, my first intention is that each person receives the exact message and information that they need for their own personal intentions and for their lives. And I invite everyone to set an intention for this event. One of the things I've discovered is that if you set an intention, it tends to get taken care of, even if it sounds impossible to do it in the amount of time we have available to us. I had one young man, I was on my way out of town. I stopped in a local coffee shop, and I didn't even know the guy very well. And he comes up to me and says, "You're just the person I need to see. I need a half an hour of your time." I said, "Well, I've got like 2 minutes because I'm walking out the door right now. And so we set the intention that whatever he needed, he got exactly what he needed in those 2 minutes. So,
oh, that's great.
miracles happen. Intention, we're going to talk about that in more detail at some point, but an intention is the first place where you start your manifesting process. So it's intention, and then it's speaking words, and then it's doing actions. But it all starts with an intention. And so I invite everybody to set an intention.
That, you know, and I'm glad you started there, because that is something that I know, like you said, is very powerful and it does work, but it's not something that I always remember to do. So I'm glad that you started there as one of your tools.
Right. Well, I'll tell you a little story about that, too. There was a pretty well-known psychologist who I used to remember his name 25 years ago, but I don't remember anymore. He did a study of all the famous healers, the hands-on healer kind of person who could instantly, they were doing miracles, but they were doing miracles all over the world. He went all over the world. He investigated them. He did a real scientific study of each person. What do you do? How do you do it? Blah, blah, blah. And then he made charts and he compared what each person was doing. They only had one thing in common, intention.
Hmm. Interesting. Wow.
Very powerful.
Yeah. So talk about your tools for transformation. How can they help us and our listeners?
Okay. Well, this is a very interesting topic. I started thinking about this concept of tools for transformation about 30 years ago, and I had intended to get moving on it, and I did some things, and it kind of never went anywhere. And I thought, well, you know, I have a tendency to let many people that I know have the same tendency as you beat up on yourself a little bit because you didn't do something you thought you were supposed to. And it was just sitting there on the back burner for quite a while. And then I noticed that when I saw private clients, invariably they were needing simple, basic tools that were increasingly needed to be really fast. Because when I started 30 years ago and I was doing sessions with people, they'd be an hour or 2 hours, or they'd come back several times. And over the years, the time frame that we have for clearing issues has gotten increasingly shorter.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and you may notice, this is a time where we're really clearing our core issues. Things are coming up in your face on a regular basis. And if you don't clear them, they're coming up every 10 minutes.
Right.
But what I've accumulated is a series of tools that are really, really fast. And so some of them are things that many people are using, but we're using them in a slightly different way. And some of them are things that people haven't really heard of before. So many, many people all over the world, for example, are working with Violet Flame. That is an ascended master tool that was released in the 30s when Saint Germain began appearing to Guy Ballard in Mount Shasta. And he wrote all these books, and there are ascended master teachings all over the world that are part of that tradition. Many, many people are very familiar with Violet Flame and use it regularly, but the way I do it is a little different. Not wrong, but there's two primary ways people work with, for example, the Violet Flame. But before I say that, I should explain what the Violet Flame is, because I know not everybody knows what it is. Violet Flame, if you think of the seven colors of the rainbow, each color is a different vibrational frequency. And each color in the esoteric teachings is a different divine quality, represents different divine qualities. So all the divine qualities of God come onto the planet as light and as sound. But primarily when we're working with the race, we're working with light. And violet is the highest color, the highest frequency in the visible spectrum. And it has the divine qualities of forgiveness, freedom, transmutation of negativity, and then certain alchemical, magical kinds of properties that mostly we're not working with yet, but maybe some people are, but that's not the primary thing at the moment. Mostly we're working with Violet Flame as a tool for clearing negativity and forgiveness. A lot of people that I worked with in the past, I found that some of them were having trouble with forgiveness. And I like working with Violet Flame because it's a very neutral way of dealing with forgiveness. You are clearing energy. You are not saying that this is an acceptable behavior or that they were good or bad or right or wrong. You're just saying, we're clearing this energy. And I think that makes it easier to work with. So there's two ways of working with that energy. A lot of people work with it through the spoken word using decrees. There's some fairly famous decrees for violet flame. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I'm a being of violet fire. I'm the purity God desires. And there are people all over the world that are working with a variety of kinds of decrees to enhance the energy field of violet flame for the whole planet, because the whole planet is needing a lot of transmuting. One of the ways I work with it is a guided visualization. That's the other methodologies, by your imagination and your intention and your imagination, and by calling on the angels, you're asking for heavenly assistance in working with it. And, you know, you mentioned briefly that we're needing to clear all that no longer serves us. And so I'm going to tell you what to do right now to use the violet flame in this way, and then later on we'll do it again, just to reinforce the concept of it. So the way I work is I tell people, I invite you to imagine a campfire in front of you, in front of your feet, and make the color of the fire violet. And I've had people say, where do you get the stuff to make it violet? And I remind you, it's in your imagination. It's in your intention. So you don't have to buy anything. Some people like to get a purple candle, but it isn't a requirement by any means. Anyway, there's your campfire. It's violet. And you ask the angels to assist you to release all that no longer serves you. That is that simple. Wow. You don't have to know what it is. You don't have to know if it's a relationship, a habit, a behavior, a location, furniture. It could be anything. You just say, I'm willing. I let go. And here's the reason why we're letting go right now. Because, first of all, the planetary frequencies are rising, 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 rising. Every day, every week, you're hearing about new downloads of energy coming in through different portals and stargates and eclipses and full moons, you name it. Something else is happening. And it's at the end of the month, we're having a big super full moon. It'll be the second one this month. So it's both a blue moon and a super moon. So all of these are opportunities for these massive energies to come on the planet. Well, when these energies are shifting the planetary field, your vibrational frequency is going up no matter what you do. It's just, it has to go up because the whole field is going up. And as your field goes up, there's only so much, how can I put this the best way? I've done a lot of work with people who are taking a spiritual initiation, which basically shifts them from one dimensional frequency to the next one. And what we've seen over and over is that as you shift from one frequency to the higher frequency, there are things that your body and your consciousness used to be able to manage, and you just can't manage it anymore. It won't, you know, we used to be able to deal with a lot of stuff. Now it can't stay in the field. It will come up, and it will be in your face. So if we just release all that no longer serves me, ask the angels to help clear it out of your physical and your emotional and your mental and your higher bodies, anything that it is, anything energetic, it's gone. And you don't have to deal with it. And otherwise, it can make your life very challenging. So I pointed out to somebody who had just lost her home and had to let go of many things because she'd had some personal problems, and she had to let go of them too. She had stopped smoking, did all sorts of things. I said, well, you know, there are people who have to lose their home in a more challenging way. Both in Santa Rosa and Santa Barbara this last year, we saw what happened when people had to lose almost everything in a really traumatic possible way. So by doing it consciously and enthusiastically and with full freedom, it's easier. That's all I can say. It's much easier. So I invite everybody to do that. Use the violet flame to clear all that no longer serves you, and we will repeat that again at the end of the call.
Okay, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your work with Archangel Michael.
There's also, I understand, a blue flame sword of truth.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you talk about that?
Very good. Yes, I will. Well, I have worked with Archangel Michael for almost the entire 30 years I've been doing this work. And he only recently came to me in a totally new way, a totally new way. He wants to work with me on this project because the way I worked with him in the past is Archangel Michael is on the planetary cleanup. He's the head of the team. And so whenever there are negative beings on the planet, you can call him. He will take care of them and get rid of them. And so I call, you know, come and take care of this. Bind and remove, clear these things out of here, take them off the earth, and take them for healing and transformation somewhere else, not here. And it was all one-way delivery. And he was never talking to me, almost never, for years and years and years. And I call on him two or three times a week or every day sometimes. But it was only, you know, so in the last couple of weeks, he suddenly decided to start talking to me. And he's wanting to work on the 8-week series that we're going to be doing. And he's really eager to, in fact, change the whole focus of how I wanted to do that. He said, no, we want to add the most important thing that you can do right now is help people to embody their divinity, to know what that is, to acknowledge it, to accept it, and to live it. There are many people who are embodying their divinity on the planet right now, but a lot of them are in the I just can't believe it place. They were never trained to believe that they were good enough, worthy enough, holy enough, or whatever enough to be that and to do that. But that is the divine plan, and that's what we're here to do. So that's what Michael is all about. And did you want me to talk about his predictions for 2018 that he gave me right now?
Okay.
So he just gave me a few things, and I know he just had a lovely talk from, what was the other lady's name who was channeling Archangel
Michael? Kelly Hampton.
Kelly Hampton had a beautiful message. She's been working with him for years. And a lovely message, totally different from what I'm getting, and yet I think they're both right. So anyway, this one was pretty much, it felt like it was mostly about miracles. So here, there were 7 predictions that he gave for 2018. Everyone will find greater love, greater joy, greater peace, and greater alignment with divine will and divine right action. Number 2, multiple solutions for solving problems of hunger, homelessness, mental illness, senior needs, and the needs of children and families will be implemented successfully. Mm. Number 3, more will turn to prayer and receive miraculous results. Number 4, earth changes. All changes will be responding to prayer in ways that lives are changed, spirits are lifted and healed, and the sense of miracles everywhere will permeate consciousness around the world. Number 5, angels will be seen to appear visibly to give miraculous assistance. Number 6, those who have been praying to be more successful in their service to humanity and the earth will see astonishing results. And number 7, there will be several global surprises. Watch for them. And he didn't tell me what they were going to be. And then he says, I wish you all a happy new year. So that was
wow! What a beautiful, beautiful predictions. That is,
I know.
Yeah, feeling.
And
really
my commitment is to set up a website to have people tell me their miracles.
Oh, so why are you feeling that this is going to be a year of miracles?
That's how my year started. I just feel it. Last year, the entire year, I'm not the only one who had this experience, and I know some people had different experiences, but for me, it was what I'm calling a bridge year. It was a year in which that what I thought I was going to be creating totally fell apart at the beginning of the year, and there was nothing I could do all year long that went anywhere. And it was very frustrating until about August or September, I realized that we were on a bridge. We were in a bridge year from the older realities into a newer reality.
Yeah.
And at the end, and I actually saw myself on the bridge a couple of times. And in fact, I think I may have sent you this picture. Somebody took a picture of me shortly after I moved. I just moved here from Mount Shasta up to the Oregon coast in Lincoln City. Somebody took a picture of me in one of the coastal cities, and there's like a bridge sitting on top of my head, which I think is hysterical. It's just sort of an odd picture until you know that I've been thinking about bridges all year.
That's interesting. Wow. So
yeah.
What are you feeling now that you've moved to the Oregon coast, that your mission is going to be about in that? Because when you make that big of a transition from Mount Shasta, you know, such a powerful place, you know, to the Oregon coast, as you have, that something, you know, has really shifted and changed.
Well, more than you know, because I had been guided for several months that I was moving to Santa Rosa. I had one sign after another, Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa. And I was prepared to move to Santa Rosa. And I still didn't know where I was going. And my guide said, you'll know within a couple of days where you're going. I said, okay. And within a couple of days, I had two people from where I'm living right now call and say, please come and live here. And that was the only thing I got. I said, okay. Well, right after that, of course, was when the fire started in Santa Rosa, too. And even though I was willing to go, even in spite of the fires, but I was just shifted fairly dramatically to somewhere else. And when I got here, absolutely every door kept opening, every single door. Mm. Miracles were
happening. That's the way it
happened. One after the other.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So that seemed like a clue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's when you know you're in the flow, you know, where you're supposed to be.
That's absolutely right, yeah.
That's so cool.
And I've been meeting so many wonderful people and opportunities like being on this call. The second day I was here, I actually was invited to start doing readings at a local crystal store, which totally, I mean, I was about to ask when they invited me. I hadn't even opened my mouth. So,
and that's how it happens. It's like there's no effort really that we have to put forth. You know, when you're in that perfect alignment, it just, it's like, you know, the door, like you said, the doors open and people start asking you, you know, instead of you having to figure it out or wonder when this is going to happen or that, you know, it just lines up. It's amazing.
Right.
Oh, I'm really happy for you.
Yeah. Oh, yes, me too.
That's so cool.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you put that exactly the way you did, because one of the videos that I'm sharing with people who sign up for the packages is exactly about that. It's the video in which the Buddha is speaking through me and is doing a meditation. But I've been working for many years trying to figure out how to get in the flow. And I used to describe it as, in the beginning, I would be in the flow and I would jump out on the bank to see what I just did. And then I would not be in the flow anymore. And so
right.
It took me a long time to get to be able to stay once I got there. But in the video, he talks about going into the place of perfect peace. And that is the center place where all the doors open, and getting into that place of peace all the time can be a learning experience, shall we say, but it's when you're in that place that everything is just automatically coming to you. You don't have to do anything.
Right. It's just, and that's the way it's supposed to be, you know, is just,
it is the way it's,
you know,
supposed to be.
It's just supposed to be easy, and we have been programmed to struggle and you know, suffer and try to figure it all out, and now we're, you know, really being led to that flow of where we're supposed to be and what our work is and it you know that
absolutely
these are all these tools, you know, of transformation I'm sure that you have are as well to help people to align with that. You know,
absolutely.
You've been working with Ascended Masters for over 30 years. Tell us what that's been like.
Well, there are some very funny moments, I can tell you, mostly because in the beginning, I was making some pretty silly mistakes. I was just confused, you know. Let me think. Oh, okay, here. The very first master I worked with was Jesus, but I didn't know who it was at first. And I was thrilled that anybody showed up, really. I had only heard about the Ascended Masters. You know, of course, I knew who Jesus was, but I had heard about the Ascended Masters and so on only a few weeks before this all started. And so a friend of mine said, well, why don't you ask and find out who it is? I said, oh, what a good idea. So I said, well, who is this? And he says, I'm Jesus. And I go, oh, how did I get you? And he said, well, you wouldn't trust anyone else. And I thought, well, that's true.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I mean, I have some beautiful quotes from Jesus that are just hysterically funny. I mean, he's got what I would call a very dry sense of humor. But there was one day I was living in Berkeley at the time, and I had a healing center. And I was standing on the porch talking to him, and I said, well, gee, you know, I just wish people would, like, trust me and what I have to share, and they wouldn't be frightened away by it, or, you know, just to get it and to receive it. I mean, it's so much beautiful stuff. And he said, yeah, I have the same problem. And I tell you, that put me back a little bit because, you know, it's one thing to complain about your own people not receiving you and blah, blah, blah. But when you hear him say that he had the same problem, which of course he did, it all puts it in a different perspective.
Yeah.
But they're just precious and they're funny and they're kind and they absolutely know everything you're thinking. You can't hide a thing from them. It's a really interesting experience. I can only tell you that. And they just fill you with love. In the most amazing ways.
What a beautiful thing.
Someone
on the webcast is asking, does the Ascended Master take over your body to be able to channel? Or how does that all come about? How does that happen?
That's a good question. And the answer is no. I'm what's called a conscious channel. And I wasn't prepared to let anybody take over my body. I know people do, and they do a lovely job, but that wasn't my way. And, of course, there are differing opinions on the subject also. Some people think the Ascended Masters only work this way or they only work that way. They work with whatever's the highest good is what they do. But I wanted to know that the words – I wanted to hear the words that were coming out of my mouth and make sure that I was in 100% agreement with it. I wasn't prepared to have anything less than that. So they worked with me. And most of the people I personally work with are also conscious channels. So I was very fortunate. I was blessed. I had always the most supportive, loving, awesome friends who were complete support and help to me. It was just amazing.
Mm.
I was very blessed. I know people have no support, and that's been very challenging for them.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions on how we can have a more intimate connection with our guides and angels, even if we're not channeling the Ascended Masters?
Oh, absolutely. I think they dearly would love that. And I've certainly taught some people channeling, and it's kind of funny. Often the first words that come out of somebody's mouth, even though we're sitting in a room and these people are going to try their attempt at channeling, right? And the first words that come out of their mouth are, I think I'm just making this up. The whole room can be pulsing with light, and they think they're just making it up. So what I, there's several things you can do. First of all, agree to surrender doubt. You can set your intention that only that which is for the highest good is what happens, that only that which is of the highest light, the highest white light of the Christ, the gold light of the Buddha. You set your intention very clearly on how protected and perfect you want the experience to be. If you hear a name, go with it. It doesn't make any difference whether you're right or wrong. Just know that that name is the name that you heard, and they will work with you with that. And at some point, you may hear it more clearly or get a different understanding. But that will work. And just allow yourself, if you can't hear anything, sit with the energetics of the presence. Invite it in. Imagine that you're in a garden. Create a beautiful garden in your mind and in your heart. And set a place for you to sit, for your angel or your guide to sit, and just be with the presence. Or if you can see it or visualize it, be with it. And it can take a long time to be able to hear clearly, or it can happen overnight. I had one lady that I taught to channel. She did not speak English other than a few words. I was in Holland at the time, and I spoke no Dutch, and she spoke very little English. And I taught her how to channel within 10 minutes because she was so dedicated already. She was so prayerful already that it was only a step for her to be able to go right into it. And so it can be really fast or it can be really slow. In my beginning, and I had been studying, I went to a school for expanded awareness for a year before I was working with the masters. And even then, I could only hear a few words at a time before my mind would shut down and get in the way. And it took me years to get more clear. But this was my path. I knew it, and I worked on it night and day. And so it's much easier now because the energies are so much higher and clearer. And we do have tools now for keeping ourselves protected and clear. But, just get a name. Give yourself a name. Or set an intention. You can ask for Jesus. You can ask. When we were first learning, there were many ways that you could be fooled, I guess you say. That one of the tests that you have to deal with is telling the difference between the real deal and an imposter. And so somebody said one time, well, go with the name brand. So work with the divine names that you're familiar with and trust. That would be a good place to start. So you can call on the angels. If you're supposed to work with a particular angel, that will be made clear to you, but they will respond if you call them by name. And if you say their name three times, they will show up and they will be present with you. And, but if you do nothing else, sit with the love and the blessings that they're bestowing on you. And if it doesn't feel like love and blessing, then say, I'm sorry, I'm not comfortable with this, you have to leave. It's that simple. Mm.
Okay. Great information. Thank you for that. Before we have lots of people with hands up for questions for you, but I would just, before we do that, I would love to have you tell us about what in your book Live in Love you talk about initiations. Can you talk about what that is?
I can. That was part of my spiritual journey. I didn't realize it, but when I was a child I had nightmares almost every night for a year where I was falling down these steps. And I thought I was falling into hell. It was really a bad experience for me as a child. And it wasn't until I started on my spiritual journey that I realized that what I had done was fallen into density. I went way down into density. And that was a soul choice that my young child self was not aware of. But when Jesus started working with me, the first thing he did was start taking me through these initiatic steps into the higher light, into the higher light, higher dimensional realities. And so in the book, I'm not telling my personal story as much as I am just what I learned from it, but many spiritual texts talk about initiations, and basically you're shifting from one dimensional reality into the next dimensional reality. And so there's a method where, let me just, hold on one second, I just have to ask a question. It's possible that we can do something at the end of this call that I can do, but they said not yet.
Okay.
Where I can actually, I had actually asked that question earlier myself, whether I could do that for people on the call, and they said they'll let me know at the end of the call. And that's the reason we're going to be letting go of all that no longer serves us at the end of the call, too, because once you take a step, you have to let go of what is at that lower vibrational frequency and will not make it to the next level, basically. But, okay, so mostly it was a visualization that would happen. I would walk through a doorway. There would be a great deal of light, and often when I'd go through the doorway, I really couldn't see anything. There was so much light. It was like walking outside on a sunny day when you can't really see because it's too sunny. So until your eyes adjusted. Well, it could take a couple of weeks before my energy body would adjust to the new levels. And sometimes I could see fine. It varied quite a bit. But I basically, there were 7 sets of initiation that I went through in the first stage, at which point I had was ushered into a level of consciousness that I would call God consciousness. And I thought, wow, that was great. Oh, wow, you know, I'm just basking in that. That was just lovely. And then a couple of days later, I don't remember which ascended master was working with me at the time. I think it was Saint Germain. He said, okay, it's time for another initiation. And I said, what do you mean, another initiation? When do you get to God? And he said, there's no limit to love. So I was taken through 7 sets of 7 initiations, which is 49 altogether, each of which had an ascension level in it and taking me deeper and deeper into the consciousness of God. And that was pretty impressive, and I thought I was done. And then they said, well, it's time for another initiation. I mean, things were happening so fast. It was just ridiculous. I mean, I'm reading these books, and they said, you know, like every 200 years you might take in another initiation. And I was doing them every 2 weeks. And I thought, this is crazy. What is happening? Well, some of them were a little bit longer, and some of them were faster even. So anyway, the next set were 12 sets of 12 initiations. And the 12 sets of 12, the first set, 7 sets of 7, those were the human realms of evolution, of spiritual evolution. The 12 sets of 12 were the angelic cycles of evolution, and those included much deeper levels in the I Am presence. There were like 5 additional layers and included the void and the Divine Mother and Cosmic Christ and Cosmic Buddha. I mean, it was like much more elaborate, and there were many beings at these levels that are very well known. Divine beings like Krishna and Shiva and so on, Kuan Yin, they are all in the angelic levels, of which there are 12 sets of 12, so that's like another 144. So, people can be anywhere. People can be anywhere. There isn't anything in particular. I mean, it's certainly wonderful to be in some of these divine levels, but just because it sounds like I must have done something really awesome, there are people, I meet people all the time who are at these levels, and they don't know it. They're just being the presence of the divine, their uniqueness on earth right now. They're just being it. And a lot of the people I'm working with right now are just waking up to finding out that they're, yeah. I had one person who said, wow, if that's who I am, I should be doing something really important, shouldn't I? So I said, well, what are you doing? And he was telling me about feeding the hungry and the homeless and all this. I said, I think you're doing fine. Just keep doing whatever you're doing.
There you go. Oh, wow.
So I don't know. know if that describes what an initiation is or not, but
Thank you for that.
And people take them all the time. Is, you know, if it's, if you're going through a particularly, it's like you go through a doorway into a new level of being. I mean, people really describe a certain kind of frustration they get when they're kind of done with their present level. And, you know, it's like, there's nothing, seems very interesting. And people call it a midlife crisis sometimes. But you don't necessarily have to do it the way I show people how to do it. It's just that when I work with people, they know what happened. Otherwise, it could just happen and you don't even know what it was.
Right. Yeah, I've never had anyone, you know, really describe it in those terms. So thank you for that. You know, I've heard the term before. I've heard, you know, people say you're going through an initiation or but I never really had a grasp of it the way that you described it. So thank you. I would love for you to take a couple of minutes and talk about your special offer, and then maybe we can come back to our callers. Angela's had her hand up for a long time. I'd love to find out what's on Angela's mind. But
I would too, especially with a name like Angela.
Yeah. you have two packages, and I'm going to let you talk about what they entail.
Okay. Okay. On package A, or I don't know what it's called. Is it A? Yeah, package A.
Yeah.
It's basically, I designed a six-week teleconference, and then Archangel Michael came in and said, we'd like it to be 8 weeks, and I want you to add all this stuff to it.
Okay, Archangel Michael.
So as far as I'm concerned, he's going to be there because that's his, he's got an idea of what he wants to accomplish. So part of the, of each call will be, we'll be working with one or two of the tools for transformation, these energy techniques that we have that are really fast for clearing and for protecting and for this, that, and the other thing, for manifesting, whatever it is that people need. And we'll give people a chance to really work with that in depth and to talk about it. And then we're going to be working on Archangel Michael's component of it, which is, I'm calling it I Am My, I Am Presence or One. Now, not everybody's familiar with the term I Am Present, so let me define that a little bit. In the Bible, when Moses said to the burning bush, who am I supposed to say is sending me off to the Pharaoh here? The answer was, I am that I am. And the current understanding for many people is that I am is the name of God, of our individualized presence of God. That we have, some people call it an oversoul or the higher self. I mean, some of these terms may have very specific meaning, and we're kind of using them more interchangeably. I'm not absolutely clear on that. I just know that the I am is a very, very lovely, individualized aspect of God that is our personal piece of God that we could talk to, that is with us all the time, that is there with us. And in many of the pictures, it's shown over the head, outside the body. It's out there somewhere. Well, what we're working on right now is having that presence not be floating out there somewhere, but within our hearts, fully one with us. And when I first had this experience, my first thought was, well, actually, my I Am Presence said, well, you know, I'd like to move into your body. And my first thought was, well, I know I'm not much, but I think my friends would miss me. It is not about you going anywhere. It is an amazing experience of oneness with a consciousness that is pure love and wisdom and joy. And it is about moving into the fullness that God has intended us to be. And so, as I'm saying, many people are already in that consciousness. They may not call it that. They may not be even aware that that's what's happening, but they are fully embodied divine souls. And but they don't know it. And I'll give you an example. do a certain amount of interplane communication with various people. And in my experience, Jesus is in a body on the planet right now, and he's in more than one body. And I was in communication with one of these bodies one time, and I'm talking to him, and I said, I can't believe you didn't know you were Jesus. And he said, I always knew I was Jesus. I just couldn't believe it.
Mm.
Now, you know we're in a society that if you think you're Jesus, then you're going to be counted as crazy.
Right.
But there are people who actually are. And I can't say there's millions of them, but I've met maybe 10, 5 or 10.
Yeah, that would be hard to grasp, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, not everybody is Jesus in that sense, although that may be a larger plan for the planet. I'm not sure about that. However, everybody is somebody wonderful. They have an I Am presence that is somebody they probably heard of, but not necessarily. But, I mean, it might be Kuan Yin or Mother Mary or Krishna or you know, Saint Germain. It could be, who knows? I mean, there's a lot of awesome beings on the planet right now. And one of the tricks is to not get carried away with it, because we're, as somebody said to me, wow, that is, if you know who you are, how can you handle that? And I said, well, I can see who everybody else is too. And everybody is holding a unique aspect of God, and that we have been given this grace, this privilege to share this on the planet at this time. And it's an incredible blessing to share that with people. Anyway, so that is the other half of each weekly call will be working with anchoring that presence in our hearts, knowing that presence. And as I say to people, yes, you can find that place in meditation and that place of bliss and wonderfulness and all that kind of stuff. But the trick is to open your eyes and stand up and talk to people and hold that presence and that love in conscious communication with people. Because as we begin doing that, and we'll be doing it as our group, as we begin doing that, as we see each other doing that, it gives us permission to allow more of our own presence to be expressing.
Oh, I love that.
And it's nothing about being taken over. It is only about being embraced and loved into our greatness.
Mm. Boy, I can tell this 8-week teleconference is going to be very deep and just really touching some places where we haven't been before. So this sounds really exciting. This you're going to be doing mid-February?
It starts mid-February on Thursday. I think it's April. It's 8 weeks anyway.
Okay. Okay. And then you have three
videos. That's the first. Oh, and three videos. That's right. One of them, where's my video thing? One of them is a talk that I did on Tools for Transformation at the WESAC event in Mount Shasta last year. I spent an hour, and I was kind of talking as fast as I could to go over as many as I could possibly get into the time frame. And then many years ago, the Buddha asked me to be doing these WESAC events, and I was doing them separately from the main one that was happening in Mount Shasta. I was living in another town, so that was part of it. But I've been doing these WESAC events. So basically, what is WESAC? WESAC is a celebration of three main events in the Buddha's lifetime. And it occurs at a full moon, usually in May, but it's the full moon that follows Easter, basically. The three main events in the Buddha's life happened on the full moon in this particular time period, April, May. It varies because it's a lunar calendar. It's not a solar calendar. So the first one, he was born at the full moon in what they call the WESAC month. He achieved enlightenment in the full moon in the WESAC month. and he passed on at the full moon in the Wesak month. So it's a triple event. But each year he appears etherically over a valley in the Himalayas and brings through this huge blessing for the planet each year, which is the divine plan for the year for the planet. And so many people attend etherically or physically or something. So part of the talk was bringing in that blessing from the Buddha. And he actually gave a special blessing on this particular video because I mean, that was last May, basically. The blessings and the empowerments that came through in that video for those people that were at that talk, he's giving it to everybody who listens to the video. So it's just really beautiful. So it's a lot of stuff. And then, okay, so that's one talk. And I recently, starting a project that didn't go somewhere last year. It was one of those things that I only got part of it done. But it was a clearing the throat chakra video, which is very detailed and very thorough. So there were more things that might have happened that did not in that series, but that is a really lovely video on clearing the throat chakra. And the third one is from another Wesak event a couple of years ago where the Buddha came through and spoke a little bit about manifesting and working with the energies of peace, but also just a visualization to walk with his presence. Now, you have to understand, I realize that we live in a Christian country pretty much. And I know most people in the New Age actually, they may have a spiritual focus or they may embrace all religions. I understand that. For me, I was raised Catholic and I have a really deep and strong love for Mother Mary and for Jesus. And I don't have any problem with the Catholic Church. I figured it created a wonderful foundation for me, a wonderful and beautiful foundation for me to move into this deeper connection. But part of what Jesus did was he taught me that there's all these awesome divine beings to meet and to know and to love. And the Buddha is in that category for me, and Kuan Yin and many others. And so anyway, he's a beautiful meditation to walk in his presence or with his presence. And stuff.
Okay, so that...
Oh, and I added one more thing, actually. It's not actually on the list that I gave you, but I added one more thing to give to people. And that is, I 20 years ago, I guess, I started working with Mother, Father, God. And the first time... It was primarily the mother's voice that I was hearing. First time I did a beautiful guided visualization she gave me. It was so astounding. I could not channel for a year because I thought I could never do anything that good again. But she then came through and helped me write that book, Live and Love. And she wrote it, actually, I just copied out the words. But the Mother, Father, God gave a dictation that I've got on one of the tapes also, so I'm giving that also as one of the gifts.
Okay, so that is in addition to. We'll add that onto the package.
Okay,
A.
Package
A is for our Soul Talk audience is $99. And
right,
then
right.
Package A or Package B includes all of Package A.
Yes,
plus a 30-minute session with you.
Yes, right.
And do you want to talk about what that entails, the session?
Well, I can tell you in general terms what it entails because what I do is I give people what they need. There's things I can do that other people do also, which is tell the future and all sorts of things. But what I do is I see what your blocks are that are in, you know, you can have, it's like package A and package B. You can have future A and we don't clear anything, or we can have future B, which is going to be a whole lot nicer because we did clear a bunch of stuff. So mostly I give people what they need. And sometimes that is an initiatic experience with people, and sometimes it's just clearing stuff, and sometimes I have to clear stuff in order to let them have the other experiences. It's the highest good for whoever is with me.
Okay. So we're going to, our audience is going to experience some of your work in a minute here, but give us an idea of what some of your clients have come to you for.
Wow. A lot of people come and they don't know why they're there, to be very honest. They just say,
okay,
I don't know, I just felt guided to show up, and what can you do for me? And I say, I don't know, let's see. And some people are working on issues that they don't know how to articulate. For example, I had a client recently who I could see there was a lot of sadness, but I thought, well, I couldn't see what it was from. And then it turns out that she had recently let go of some pretty strong addictions, and she was still sad that she let that happen to herself. And so I was helping her to claim the wonder and the beauty of actually having overcome fairly major addictions that many people struggle with for years. And let's see, what else? Sometimes people come, they have questions about their children, what's happening with their children energetically. And a lot of people, of course, want to know about money and relationships and all that kind of stuff.
That's
and,
a big one, yeah.
It is a big one, but honestly, the best thing I can do for people is to assist them to restore their energy body to the highest state we can get to without overloading their system, so that whatever happens is always going to be better.
Mm, that's
so
huge.
I was actually it's hard to say. I mean, I can tell you that almost everybody walks out feeling better, way better. But
Wonderful.
And they can not look so happy walking in, but that varies incredibly. I mean, I have people come in who are being bothered by entities or curses, or I had one lady came in and she was scary. She looked so dark, and I thought, I don't know if I can work with this person. She turned out to be an absolutely beautiful soul who had been there with Jesus at the time of the crucifixion and actually made a contract with the dark to take on some of his suffering.
Hmm.
And
wow.
So I helped her to clear that. And she was thrilled, needless to say. You can't really tell what it's going to be until, you know, you kind of get into it a little bit.
Well, and when you're guided to someone, that is the person that is meant to help you. So, right. So that package B, your special offer for our audience is $144. And, mm-hmm. And then we always have our two-pay options available as well. So thank you for that, Michaela. Thank you. Those are beautiful packages. And are you ready to find out what's on our listeners' minds or how we can help them?
I would love to be able to.
Okay.
Give assistance, yes.
All right. So we're going to go to Angela. As I said, she's in California and been waiting a long time. Last four digits are 6019. Hello,
and thank you for the assistance in advance. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you?
Lovely to meet you.
Good. Thank you. I am well as well, but I've got significant challenges, mostly with employment, which is affecting, like, I'm needing to move from my home next week, and being in California, I'm glad it wasn't in the mudslides, but it's still very hard to lose your home and not know where the next employment is coming from. And I keep getting jobs that I'm overqualified for, so I take them because I want to work. But it's a really big struggle because I feel like I'm just so lost. And it's depressing to not be able to make the family life that I used to be able to do. And I've been clearing and working on forgiveness. I'm single. I still have some issues with my ex. And I'm just looking for assistance because there's something that I'm not getting.
Well, I'm hearing two things. And one of them is something I tell people who are looking for jobs, and that is look for a fifth dimensional job. And what that means is look for people at the same level of consciousness that you're at, that you can feel in harmony with. It can be doing anything, but you will be a lot happier. And the other thing that I highly recommend is tell God, I'll do whatever you give me to do, just make it clear. Send me a sign. And I used to have God give me signs, and it really worked. I mean, one time I was supposed to give up a friendship with somebody. They told me that it was causing trouble, so I need to give it up. And I said, well, I will do that if that's what you want, but it's going to destroy my business. But if that's what you want, I'll do it. And they said, all right, no, you don't have to. You just had to be willing. So the next day I went to go pick up this friend to go to work, basically. And as I walked into the house, there was a rose sitting in a bud vase by the front door. And that was the sign I used. And I said to her, oh, where did the rose come from? And she said, oh, when I went out to get the newspaper this morning, it was out on the street. So God will give you a sign if you ask for it. And just say, I'm willing, I'll do, I would like, you know, you can have your preferences. You can say, I'd like this, I'd like that, I'd like the other thing. But focus on a job where there is harmony and alignment spiritually with the people. And that doesn't mean they go to the same church. It just means that it feels like a match, personally. That you can, when they open their mouth, it feels right to you. And they welcome you. And one of the signs that they gave in, what was that book? The Celestine Prophecy. You knew that you were doing the right thing. If there were two paths, then which one had the most light? Well, I have another one also. If there's a path, it's the one where you feel the most gratitude. And if there's two people involved, you're both grateful. In other words, if they say, oh, I'm so glad to hear you, just the person I've been waiting for, and you say, oh, I'm so glad to be here because I feel so good with you, that would be a clue. Okay? So,
yeah, and I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it from them. There's been two times that I felt great, and I thought, oh, this is it. And I either didn't get the response or I'm still waiting. And then I get other offers in the meantime, and I'm afraid to take them. But, of course, financially, I need to do something.
Absolutely.
And so I'm either not seeing the signs or I'm still in my darkness.
Okay. So one of the tools I give people is it's like dowsing. Do you ever use a pendulum or anything?
I do, and I used to be great, and somewhere I feel like I've lost my, like, I'm not getting clarity. I get wrong answers. So a couple of times I thought, this is it, and then I'll get the rejection letter. And this one that I just went on that I totally connected with the people, I thought, or two out of the three, and I thought I could do a lot of good in that position. And they haven't contacted me, so I keep dowsing and thinking it might come through, but then every day not getting that phone call or denial letter, I'm just, you know, wondering if I'm being realistic or not.
You're going through something that many people are going through right now, which is not an easy thing. I call it the big I don't know.
Yeah.
We would like to know every little detail. But sometimes the lesson is about trusting the process, even though it isn't a pleasant one. So allow yourself to know right now that anything in you that you consciously or unconsciously were holding on to that's in the way of your getting this clarity, we're putting that in that violet flame campfire, and you're just releasing it, letting the angels help you take it out of every layer of your auric field, every chakra, everything that no longer serves you, every fear, every doubt, everything. And you're just putting yourself in God's hand. I know you want what's best for me, and so do I. So when you want it and God wants it, you know it's got to happen, right? So you're saying, I'm putting myself in your hands. And let me know. Just keep me posted. I used to yell, please send me a postcard or something. Anything. Sometimes they send bumper stickers, which is kind of funny. But insist on a sign, and you can have it. But the other thing, you might want to consider, I started using my body as the pendulum. And so I'll stand up, put my hands on my heart, and I'll just say, okay, show me a yes. And then I'll just, like, somebody will come and push me over forward. And show me a no, and I'll just fall over backwards. Well, it is so big, I can't miss it. And but practice with it on small things, because otherwise your emotional stuff will get in the way. So practice on, like, should I buy carrots or celery for lunch today? You know?
Okay.
Don't try to make huge life decisions based on a technique that is subject to emotional upheaval. Do you understand what I'm saying? So just, you'll get to the point where you'll just know that body. Listen, when that hand hits you in the back and shoves you forward, you get it. I did not just make that up. So, you're going through a time like we're all going through, and you're more than willing. You're willing to move. You're willing to have a new job. You know you have some particular needs and you'd like them taken care of. You're fully aligned with divine will. I'm willing to do this. Just show me. And they will. But see, part of what is happening is if you didn't get so frustrated, you wouldn't be asking to have them really be specific with you. Right?
Right.
So know that this is a lesson plan. And that this is helping you to get more and more and more aligned with what is absolutely right for you. And it will stand you in good stead. So, I mean, you have to remember, you're talking to somebody who for 3 or 4 or 5 months thought they were moving to Santa Rosa and ended up on the Oregon coast. They don't always tell me until like the night before when I have to move sometimes. But I had a little bit more warning than that. But it is a wonderful place to know that you are so perfectly guided that even if it is at the last minute, it's perfect. So trust the process. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. I hope that's helpful. You know, I know that with dowsing that, you know, when we want something so bad, our ego can just get in the way and it just does not work. I've had that happen myself. So that was good advice for her. Thank you. If you have a question for Michaela, you can hit *2 on the phone or you can type them into the webcast. We're going to go to North Carolina to Mary. Last 4 digits are 1976.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
Is this Mary?
My call. Yes.
You're welcome.
Well, I go by Kathy, but legal signature Mary. Yeah. Hi. Could you tell me if this day and time, part of me has felt like that I'll be moving, just due to the place I bought was a temporary place. But is it better this day and time in case we are being moved by spirit? Is it easier to just rent, like downsize and rent a place instead of owning, so that you're more easily able to go? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I'm going to be silent for a little second and tap into your field. Did you just say that you use a different name?
Kathy. Kathy is what I go by.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, interesting. In my earlier life, that was my name also, so very good. All right, so let me just... Okay, they're showing me two things. Number one, that you will know within a week, probably faster than that, what your best choice is. But they're saying use the same technique I was telling Angela. Learn how to use your body as a dowsing rod.
Uh-huh.
So are you familiar with the concept? You just stand up and you put your hands on your heart. And if the answer is sometimes I tell people if the answer is yes, and they, I would say about 10% don't like to be told what to do, so they do it the opposite way. But it doesn't make any difference. Just know what your yes is and what your no is. And then practice with it on less important things. And then pretty soon you'll reach the point where your body will just go flying toward the right choice.
Right, right.
But
okay,
I mean, there is a real clear choice, and I got the feeling instantly that you didn't need to move and move. You can, but you don't need to. That is kind of anxiety based, and
right.
You know, I just want to get something happening. Just be ready to move, but you don't have to actually move. You know, you can have a lot of things packed, not everything, because you'll still need a few things for daily living, but you can be ready to move quickly without having to actually move out of your place.
Okay, but I would know within a week. That's exciting. It's about time for something to take place that, that I'll have a sense of clarity. So it's, but it is more anxiety, truly, to be living like right where I'm at with the question if I should be lightening up my load. So I appreciate that very much.
Okay, so here's one more thing I want to tell you. We talked about this earlier, but we'll talk about it again right now, and that is let go of all that no longer serves you. Just consciously build that little campfire, make it violet, ask the angels to help you let go of any expectations, any attitudes, any beliefs, anything that is in the way of your being clear and happy right now, that will enable you to make the best possible move and the best possible choices.
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy. You know, and also, you know, what's happening in another week is that very powerful blue moon, and there is an eclipse as well. So that will definitely be pushing something, I'm sure, for everybody. Thank you,
right.
Kathy. We have an interesting question on the webcast from Elaine. She says, if there can be more than one Jesus on the planet, who are we praying to?
You know, that's a very good question, and I haven't heard it expressed in quite that way, so I like it, because it makes me have to look into this a little bit more deeply. The embodied presences come with particular missions, shall we say, but the one you're praying to would be an oversoul consciousness that's holding the whole planet. It would not be an individual, however beautiful and glorious they may present themselves to be. You're praying to the larger presence where he says, I and the Father are one, where he is one with all that is, that's who you're praying to. But these embodied aspects that are on the planet may be fully aligned with that, or they may be holding a particular quality or divine task that they have to accomplish. It may be in response to people's prayers that they just wanted to be in his presence. You know, they wish they could have ever been in his presence.
Well, isn't it like, you know, we can all be asking for Archangel Michael's protection or guidance, and he can be multiply helping all of us. Isn't it kind
yes.
of like the same?
It is like that. So,
yeah.
But I mean, her question is, what does it mean? more than who am I mean, I. It was Elaine, right?
Yes, Elaine.
That's how I took the question. That, like, what does it mean if he's in multiple bodies? Who am I praying to? and so, each body. I'm personally in several bodies right now. I don't know what they're doing, but I've met several of them, so I know that's the case. I used to wish that there could be more than one of me so I could get more work done. And then I realized there were more than one of me and they're all doing their own thing and they're not going to be doing my work. So there are multiple of several of the higher masters on the planet at the same time. I believe there's 22 different bodies of Mother Mary on the planet right now, possibly more.
Mm.
And I've met a number of beings who are holding Kuan Yin. So I can't begin to tell you all that it means. Because,
okay.
You know, this is so new for us to even understand this. The closest I can come to an example on the physical plane that people can relate to is there was a movie recently called Little Buddha. Well, it was several years ago anyway. But it was a true story written about a search for a reincarnate Buddha who, in the Tibetan tradition, they have certain signs they look for, and they have people who get dreams about when they're coming and so on. And so there was a particular, they're called a Rinpoche. He had died and was expected to be reborn, and they had identified several children who might be the one. And this is actually a true story. And actually one of the Rinpoches from Tibet was in the movie, and I knew him. He's a lovely man. So it was a very interesting story. Anyway, they had identified three children as being possible, and so they were testing them and so on. And at the final decision, they were all three incarnations of the same being. So all I'm saying is that there is a physical plane recognition by a known spiritual group that you can have multiple embodiments of the same being.
Okay.
And that was actually made into a movie. But it isn't a concept we're very clear on the planet, I have to say. And I know plenty of people who think I'm nuts on this particular subject, but many years ago, I thought I was dying, and as I left my body, I had a thought, which I'm sure was given to me by God, and the thought was, if God's in everybody, how come I never noticed it? I would like to see this, and I'll come back for a couple of years and help. Well, this was 30 years ago, right? So it was more than a couple of years, but I want to see God, and I didn't expect what I got. I was not looking for anything, or what I thought I was looking for wasn't what I saw. But they revealed to me who people were, and then sometimes I would see the light around them, or I would just recognize who they were. Not always, but for those who I did recognize, then I would tell them, and they often didn't even know what I was talking about. One person I was supposed to meet and tell was fairly well-known Ascended Master called Joao Kuhl, who's written and worked with a woman called Alice Bailey in the 30s, writing about 30 different books. And I was up on Mount Shasta going on a hike with a group of people, and I was supposed to meet Joao Kuhl on the mountain. And I was told it was one of the people in our group who were all women, and Joao Kuhl was a man, so already blowing up pictures. And they showed me which one it was. And so we were on a fairly long hike, and I watched this person very closely the whole way. And I noticed very kind, very conscious language. I just paid attention to how they acted, how they behaved, and so on. And on the way back from our hike, I said to her, well, you know, I was supposed to meet an ascended master on this walk. And she said, oh, do you think it was that hitchhiker we picked up on the way up? I said, no, it was you. And she goes, oh. I said, and by the way, and her name was, her initials were DK. And I said to her, by the way, you know, the name of the master that I was to meet is Joao Kuhl, and his initials are DK, and those are your initials. And so at this point, she starts getting chills, you know, truth chills, and they're just like shivering through her body. So she's kind of getting the point. And she says, I just have one question. I said, what's that? She said, what's an ascended master? So I have to tell you that this is more than we understand is happening.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting experience.
The information is just coming in so rapidly and continual, and it's more evolved each time it comes in. So I resonate with that as well. So thank you for...
Oh, yes. You're very welcome.
You know.
Well, that's one of my favorite stories because it's just classic.
That's great. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Well, this has been absolutely wonderful, Michaela. I can't thank you enough for bringing all of your wisdom and tools for transformation to our audience and your special offer. Take advantage of Michaela's special offer if that's calling you. And thank you for being here. It's been wonderful.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been a sheer delight. Thank you very much. And thank you all
welcome.
The people who called in and asked their very good questions.
Yes, thank you for your questions. I think a lot of times your questions really are helping others as well, even if you don't get called on. Thank you.
So let me ask you a question myself, because
okay.
I promised we were going to do a few things, and it's almost time to be done. Do we have time to give a group initiation?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So here's the deal. I'm inviting each person to close your eyes and place your hands over your heart. And we ask and intend that only that which is for the highest good for each person is what is happening right now. And I invite your angels, your guides, and your teachers who is the highest white Christed light and above to be with us now. And for each person who is ready, and we invite you to visualize and to imagine a door in front of you that is opening wide, and there's enormous white light shining through that doorway and a great sun shining through that doorway. And you may walk through that doorway into this next level of reality. And before you go, we ask your angels to assist you to release all that no longer serves you on this side of the doorway. And as you walk through that doorway, we again invite you to release all that no longer serves you on the other side as you step into these new levels of light. And I invite you to take some deep breaths and welcome the light that is filling you and shining in you. And there may be places of darkness and stuckness, and you can allow that light to move into those places and to open and release and heal anything that may have been problematic for a long time even, but it can go now. And we ask in particular for those for whom Jesus is their personal Savior and beloved Holy Presence, to know that this is fully within His will and His blessing, and that only good, only God's divine will is happening now. And that it is divine will that we each move into greater light and greater love, greater wisdom and greater joy. And even as we step through this doorway and into this greater light, there may be new levels of love and new levels of wisdom that are made available to you at this next level. And it might even be a couple of weeks before you notice it, but you might notice it. And I ask that you share the blessings of this light and this love in whatever way is natural and sacred for you. You can use it to bless the planet, or to bless your family, or to bless those who are ill or those who are troubled. You can bless people who are being harmed around the world. As you watch the news, you can send angels and blessings to everyone. And again, I remind you, well, I didn't say this before, but I'll remind you in case you've heard it before. You must ask the angels for their assistance. They're not allowed to help unless they're asked. So please, as you're watching the news and you're hearing about some of the troubles around the world, call the angels to assist and to heal and to bless and add your own light and your love. And I thank you all very much.
Thank you. What a beautiful way to end our show. Thank you, Michaela.
Thank you.
That was a nice surprise. And with that, we're going to say goodnight to everyone. Thank you all for being here. Much love to you all. Big hugs. Thank you, Michaela.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed myself.
Oh, I'm so grateful and honored to have you here. And with that, we're going to say goodbye to everyone. Bye-bye now.
Bye.